Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
But here's the thing, and people haven't understood this. The church, the local church, the universal church of God that's made up of the local churches is not to be just an organization. It's not just to be a social club, a humanitarian organization. Are you with me now?
Yes.
No. It is supposed to be a family.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Somebody say family.
Family.
Paul said in Ephesians 3, I bow my knees to the Father and God of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in family in heaven and on earth is named. Part of the family is already in heaven. Part of the family is on the earth, but it's family. But one reason why people don't know how the church is supposed to be, they don't know how family is supposed to be. So we got leaders of the government in past times trying to tell us about the global community and children raised by the village. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
And it doesn't make any difference about the makeup and structure of the mom and the dad and the family and all that. Listen, God ordained family and a structure. Did you hear me? And we saw how it's supposed to be in Colossians. We saw husbands love, wives submit, which is very unpopular, and children obey, which is also unpopular. This is how you have a good family. Now, people got all kind of other ideas. Well, that's archaic. Well, you have to make up your mind. But I've seen a lot of stuff fail. And people write books, and this is how you ought to do it, and that's how you ought to do it. Friend, I don't care how many initials they got on the end of their name, and how lovely the cover is, and it's hardbound. And it's 200 pages, it's 300 pages, and the English is perfect. So what? What do they know? What kind of marriage do they have? What have they done? What have they built? What kind of kids do they have? Did you? People don't stop and ask these questions. They just believe stuff because it's written or because it's convenient or because they heard it on the news. Don't you do that. God's got more kids than anybody.
Amen.
He knows how it's supposed to be done.
Yes, sir.
And if he tells us this is the way to do it, then that is the way to do it. Everybody say it out loud. Love.
Love.
Submission.
Submission.
Obedience.
Obedience.
It's how you have a good family. That's the same way you have a good church. Say it again. Love.
Love.
Submission.
Submission.
Obedience.
Obedience.
He said husbands love. He said wives submit. He said children obey. Is this the Bible?
Yes.
Are we excited about it?
Yes.
Well, if it has to be by faith, then say yes. By faith. By faith, I'm excited about it. Go to Matthew 18, please. Matthew 18 and 15. He said, if your brother, who's talking?
Jesus
is talking. If your brother trespass against you, go and tell him his fault. Don't go tell everybody else. Boy, if we'd just do the Bible. Something between you and somebody, don't go talk it all around. Go to, if it's worth dealing with, go to them. Go to them and keep your mouth shut otherwise. Go to them and tell it to him. Between you and him alone. Do you hear this? This is Bible. Just between you and him. Between you and them. Man, if people would do this, it would just save so many problems. If he hear you, you've gained your brother. That's the end of it. Got it fixed. Nobody else has to know. Right? That's it. We're done.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Uncomplicated. Not a bunch of aftermath mess to clean up. But if he will not hear you, then take with you one or two more. This is still not telling the whole community now, is it?
No.
This is still not calling everybody in the church.
Right.
One or two. Somebody say one or two.
One or two.
And this is not talking about them behind their back. You and the other one or the other two are going to the person.
Yes.
Y'all are talking face to face.
Yes.
Don't be a coward. Don't be unfaithful. Don't talk about people behind their back. It's called backbiting in the Bible.
Yes.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
And it's being a coward. You ain't got enough courage to talk to them to their face. So you're going to go talk about them behind their back. Don't do that. If you say anything about them and they're not there, let it be good.
Amen.
If you got anything else to say about them other than good, be looking them in the face.
Amen.
Or don't say it.
Right.
Let's grow up. Let's be real men, real women, not little kids, not cowards. You got an issue with somebody? If it's worth dealing with, look them in the eye. How many know it comes out different looking a man in the eye? Looking a woman in the eye, it's different when they're there and they're hearing what you're saying about them. He said, do that. If they wouldn't listen to you, take one or two more. That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And this implies witnesses that were there, that saw it, that knew about it too. Did you hear me? Witnesses. And you're saying, no, no, brother, that wasn't right. And they're saying, yeah, I was there too, brother. That wasn't right. The other guy said, yeah, I was there too.
Yeah.
Hmm? And that wasn't right. And he said, if he'd neglect to hear them. Tell it to who? The church. And if he'd neglect to hear the church, let him be to you as a heathen man and as a publican, like somebody that's not saved. Wow. Now here's the thing. Jesus is speaking here. And he's telling us the kind of place the church should have in our lives. Isn't he?
Yes.
That when whoever he has placed over things of the church, when they say, no, no, you're wrong. That's not right. And this needs to change. That should be the end of it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But the society we live in today, do they have that concept? Absolutely not at all. Which is how far we've gotten away from what God has determined to be the church. He said, if the church tells and says, this is the way it is, and they ignore it and rebel against it, he said, treat them like an unsaved person. Now that's strong.
Yes.
I said, that is strong.
Yes, it is. Amen.
But Jesus said it.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a good reason for it.
Yes.
And he's right. I said he's right.
Yes.
My point is, what kind of place should the church have in a Christian's life? What kind of place? With millions, it is a side thing. It's something they do for a little while on Sunday. But don't mess with my business. Don't try to tell me what's right and wrong. Hmm? That's every man's figure that out for himself. That's not Bible.
No, it's not.
Go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 6. Somebody say, I like the Bible.
I believe the Bible.
I love the Word.
I do the Word.
I live by this Word. 1 Corinthians 6. Are you there? I'm going to read this to you from the New Living Translation. 1 Corinthians 6:1, New Living. It says, when you have something against another Christian, why do you file a lawsuit and ask a secular court to to decide the matter. Instead of taking it to other Christians to decide who's right. Why don't you take it to the church? Don't you know that someday we Christians are going to judge the world? And since we're going to judge the world, can't you decide these little things among yourselves? Don't you realize that we Christians will judge angels? So you should surely be able to resolve ordinary disagreements here on the earth. If you have legal disputes about such matters, why do you go to outside judges who are not respected by the church? People will go to a judge, to a man, to a woman, may not even be a Christian. Did you hear me? And fight to the last. I'm talking about people that go to the same church. In lawsuit with each other. Go to the authorities, people that might not even be good people. Live ungodly lives. Don't serve God, don't believe in God. Some of them do, some of them don't. He said, I'm saying this to shame you. Isn't there anyone in the church who's wise enough to decide these arguments? But instead, one Christian sues another right in front of unbelievers. To have such lawsuits at all is a real defeat for you. Why not just accept the injustice and leave it at that? Why not let yourselves be cheated? Instead, you yourselves are the ones who do wrong and cheat, and even your own Christian brothers and sisters. Is this happening in the world today? But now what I want you to see is, what's the problem? The church does not have this place in people's lives, does it? And I'm going to tell you why the church does not have this place in people's lives. It's because God does not have this place in people's lives. Are you with me? You can tell what place God has in people's lives by what place His church has in their lives, because it is His church. And it is His choices and His appointments. The church is supposed to have a place in our lives where things can be settled and things can be fixed without us spreading it all over the news, or all over the community, or it being drugged through the papers or the media.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.